Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the podcast Exploring the World Within and Out. And thank you for subscribing to Traveling Inside Out on any podcast platform you feel like. And if you could rate it on iTunes, so Apple Podcasts or IMDb, that would be amazing. That would really help me a lot. Thank you. I am currently still in Romania, and because my family and friends are divided all around the country, I've been doing a little of traveling within Romania, and I thought about sharing with you the experience of traveling through Romania by train. Now, I need to give you the background story, which is train was actually the main transportation that I've used growing up, because again, my parents, my grandparents, and then when I moved to school and so on, it was always in another city. So I really did use the train a lot. I even have on my old blog, the one written in Romanian, I even have a lot of stories in which I'm very dissatisfied with the work of the public transportation and the train in specifically. So I thought about sharing my experience that just happened late last week, and to tell you how did it go. I traveled 15 hours. The total travel time was 15 hours. I was a little bit less than that on the train. So I thought about telling you how I made it from Dej, which is a town in Cluj County, which is a county in the northwest of Romania, to Brăila, which is a city in the southeast of my country. Probably you can imagine that there's no direct train and there's no easy way to get there. I have considered all the ways that it would be like the easiest or the cheapest or whatever to travel from there to there. But this was the decision that I made together with my sibling. So we traveled by night train from Dej to Bucharest, and then a morning train that would arrive in Brăila around midday. More specifically, we took a train, as I was saying, a night train that left 10 minutes before 9 p.m. from Dej. And then we were supposed to arrive around 6:20, 6:30 in Bucharest. And then from there, in the morning, of course, and then from then at 8:25 or 8:30, we had the next train that will take us to Brăila around, and we would get there around midday. One of the big problems that we used to have is that trains are always late. Sometimes they even leave late, which happened actually to my brother on the way to Dej. But this podcast is not about that. So the reason why I'm traveling here in Brăila is that my mother lives here. So since I'm in Romania for a short while, I really wanted to visit my mother, as you can imagine. So that's the reason why I'm here. And also my partner is going to travel to Romania as well. So Brăila is kind of, as I was saying, it's just a few hours away from Bucharest. It was easier to just be here when he arrives, so he can be here for a bit, and then we can start do extra traveling through Romania. Which reminds me that I want you to do me a favor, and if you have an Instagram account, go on your Instagram account. If you haven't followed me already, find Alina's Wonders and give a follow, because if you are interested in any kind of trip or travels, you won't be disappointed by following my account. I'm trying to keep it real, so I'm not going to give you bullshit kind of experiences, or you know. And I'm planning in September to have 30 days, 30 places from Romania. I just finished a challenge in July in which I told you 30 countries where I've been so far. And I decided for the month of September to do the same, but only with Romania, because I realized I barely talk about my country. And since most of you listeners are from outside of my country, why not introduce you my home country for a little bit more? Anyway, back to the story. So, we decided to take this train because the alternative was to take a train that would leave around, would have been the whole day. And because it's really hot right now in Romania, being summer and all, and sometimes trains don't have AC, I decided that I don't want, and you have to wear a mask inside the train, and even though a lot of people are not doing that, I didn't want to be in a heat with a mask on, very uncomfortable. I just didn't want to do that. So I kind of convinced my brother to go by night and also buy a ticket that would be around $60 or 250 something lei. And to take a cabin for like a bunk bed cabin, which would be like just two beds, and it would be for my sibling and I. And then we have, as I was saying, we have a bit of a, like we can close the cabin, so then you don't have to wear the mask, even though it's so stupid, because when I got into the train, not like nobody was wearing any masks in that specific wagon. So I don't know exactly what was that about, but it's so frustrating. Anyway, we got there and the train had some wagons that were reconnected to it from another direction, basically. And we found our spot. And the first surprise was that our cabin was actually the one on the at the end of the corridor, which is connected or like into the wall with the bathroom. So it will be connected to the bathroom, as in on the other side of the wall with the bathroom. And I don't even know who designed this. Why is the design so then the beds are specifically connected on the wall towards the bathroom? Because it's like, okay, so I'm going to hear people going to the toilet, is gonna be weird. Why wasn't it on the other wall? I don't know. Now, the thing is that if you are from another country, or maybe a bit more Western country, or even, I don't know how it looks in Japan or China, but it was a very old wagon. It looked like it was from the 60s or 70s. I don't even know how it's still functioning. And I say that because, again, if you're going to look on my Instagram, I am going to post some videos from my little adventure with the trains. So it was an old thing. We got in. We immediately saw that the beds were already made. So we had fresh linen and covers and a pillow. Everything was nicely done. Very clean, I can say that. Very clean in the beds. But then around it, it really felt that old, dirty, but not dirty, but like, kind of a feeling. The window was a bit dirty, so you couldn't even properly watch through the window. And you have actually a mechanism that you use in order to open the window. You need to rotate a little thingy in order to be able to open the window. And the bed that was above wouldn't have access to the window. So the bed would be kind of above the window, which I decided together with my brother that I'm going to stay the one, I'm going to be the one staying up, which now in hindsight, it was a wrong decision on my part. But so then I was like, okay, so I'm only going to be going up there when I'm ready to go to bed. What else can I tell you about the actual look? Yeah, I was excited, but a bit disappointed because I was like, oh my God, it's going to be so amazing. Because the price that we paid is one of the most expensive, like the same price you pay for a plane to take from Cluj to Bucharest. And as you can imagine, with the plane, you arrive, like the actual flight is like 45 minutes. And let's say with check-in and, you know, security and whatever, it's still going to be, let's say, 2 hours, but it's still compared with how many hours? Like 12? No, less than 12. 10. Compared to 10, 11 hours, it's just, I mean, right? I don't have to explain it. And it's the same price. So that's a little bit insane. It should be way cheaper, but it's not. Now, of course, one of the most important parts could also be that it's way more eco-friendly to take the train than it is to take the plane. If you're asking me why, I'm not going to get into that. Do your own research. It's just this. Okay, so I was a bit disappointed, and I was disappointed that we were connected to the toilet, and I knew that there's going to be a problem, and I was right later on. Then we didn't have any air conditioner. It's not possible. Again, that wagon was an old 70s kind of thing. It was very old, and it was really hot. Like, we opened the window immediately. It was so hot. We had to leave the door open as well to kind of make a little bit of ventilation. And when the train started moving, we were like, you can barely feel a bit of air coming in. So we left that like that. Soon enough, it was sunset time, and it was a beautiful, and I had so many memories of seeing the sunset from the train. And that's so romantic and nice and lovely. So that was really enjoyable. And then the night came, the next train stops came, where we stopped for like 20 minutes or something. And then I had to go to the toilet, and that's when I saw the toilet was kind of, it seemed clean, but it, I mean, one of the button, the little thing that you're using in order to flush the toilet, didn't work properly. It kind of looked like you don't want to touch it. And when you think about COVID and all that, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be extra clean? And I'm probably living in a bubble. But yeah, they also had a shower. But by the look of it, I'm like, I wouldn't try to take a shower there. It's like, no, thank you. I would really not. I like the fact that it had a carpet inside the wagon and inside our cabin and on the corridor. There were around 11 cabins on that wagon, which is a lot of people. And it was full, like full. The thing is that people use this train usually to go to the seaside. Because from Bucharest, then you can take another train and then you are at the seaside. So it's an overnight. So you know, you kind of don't waste so many days in order to get there. And when you have a little bit of luggage, this is the only reason actually when I would see myself taking the train and not the plane in these conditions. When you have extra luggage, that would cost you way more if you take the plane. It's include another thing that I didn't mention so far is that when you get in, there is a mirror, and it has a small place behind the mirror that you can open, and like a cabinet kind of a thing. And you have there included two bottles with water. And then you also have included in a package toothbrush, like a one-time use only toothbrush with a little bit of toothpaste. You also have a wet napkin and then a proper napkin, and you also have napkin for shoes. And I'm like, this is so old. Who's polishing their shoes anymore? I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone, but that's what, and it's so weird because you even had a little thing under the cabinet on like the leg level, like feet level, that you can pull down, and it looked really like something that you would put your foot on in order to polish your shoes. And I'm like, nobody does that anymore. I'm sorry. And why would I do it in that? I don't, whatever. So little by little, the time came to go to sleep. It was 11-ish, I think, p.m. when I said to my brother that I have to go upstairs and I'm going to try to sleep. And I didn't manage to sleep until probably 4 a.m. because it was so my brother decided to close the window. It was way too hot for me, way, way, way too hot. So eventually, after a few hours of struggling and trying to, I didn't know that he closed the window. I didn't know that. So I thought that that's how hot it is. And then I realized a few hours later that is actually not at all great that the window was closed. So I saw that he was still awake. So I asked him to open the window, but then it was too cold for him. So this is why I'm saying he should have stayed up and I should have stayed down. And the problem was when you open the window, it's really noisy. Like that, a train, that, you know, the sound of the wheels on the train is like, it's so, and it was extra, I think, maybe I'm wrong, it was extra noisy because we were so close to the other wagon, and I think the in-between wagon is even noisier. I might be wrong. But it was so noisy. So eventually I managed to fall asleep around 4 a.m. And then we were woken up at 2 minutes to six by the, I don't even know how do you call the person who's in, the person who's checking the tickets and all that. So he woken, knocked on the door until we woke up. And it was 6 a.m., just in time to see the sunrise. And again, another beautiful thing. And then again, a lot of sweet memories, seeing the sunrise from the train. And half an hour later, we were in Bucharest, where, it was really early in the morning. It was starting to be hot. We knew that we have 2 hours until the next train, but we didn't want to go anywhere. We just stayed inside. I ate some snack that I used to get when I was in high school, like a pastry. And then we took the next train. That was at 8:30, and the next train came with a bit of drama because some places, I think they replaced the wagon in the last minute or something. And when the tickets were sold, they sold on some known seats, but then they didn't exist anymore. So like the 36 or whatever, 20 something, they had like 27 and 28, and those didn't exist. So then they were supposed to go somewhere else. They didn't want to. I don't know. It was really weird. And it was, again, I think that train had air conditioner, but we just didn't close the door. And I don't know why we didn't close the door, but it was hot and I was starting to lose my patience because, again, I didn't sleep properly. I didn't rest properly. Oh, and another thing that I forgot to mention from the other train is that at some point in Brasov, which is a city kind of more like in the middle of the country, more or less, the train changes direction. So if it used to go one way, now it was going kind of the other way. And the moment when it did that, it changed that it would go in the direction of where the toilet was. And because of that, I think I had a few times a horrible smell coming from the toilet, which was not okay at all, So that was even more gross, and I didn't enjoy it. And I was planning, because I will need to get again from that place back to Bucharest in 1 week time, and I'm still not sure how am I going to do it. I'm really not sure how am I going to do it, because it's just, in 2 weeks actually, it's just not pleasant. So I'm still going to think about that. And as I was saying, in the other train, eventually we made it. It was, at least the other one had the air conditioner, but we just didn't close the door. So that was on us. So, yeah, If you have any questions, you know how to find me. I'm telling you at the end of the podcast. But for foreigners who are traveling through Romania or considering to travel to Romania, feel free to get in touch with me even more, because, again, I have a lot of experience. I might not be updated with some things because I haven't traveled to Romania for a few years. But I can help you out with no problem. And if you are considering to, if you want to be eco-friendly, then take the train for sure. Money-wise, $60 might not mean a lot for foreigners, but $60 in Romania, it's a lot. It's a lot. And depending on how and when you buy the ticket, you might have it actually a bit cheaper or not. Because you get discounts if you buy it in advance. And there are always some sort of reductions, like for some sort of discounts. For example, this time we got discount because we bought tickets. So if you buy for 2 to 5 people, you get a discount, like a mini group discount. But yeah, it was really expensive. And for the conditions we had to endure, it was not that nice. I've been before like that, and it was way better. Honestly, it was way better. So, yes, I will, however, have to tell you that. I have to tell you that at the end of... I will update you with more travels that I'm doing through Romania. But again, please remember to check my Instagram, because I'm going to post there more things. And probably eventually I'm going to get back to writing on my travel blog. This concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by emailing to alinaswanders@gmail.com. Until next time, follow your dreams and stay true to yourself.